And we are recording.
All right, I'm gonna call this meeting to order on February 16th. The commissioner should have received the packet on Friday. And so just going through routine business, the first is approving the minutes. And I wanna thank 2E for really taking the feedback from the commissioners on capturing what was said and with much more detail. My only minor comment is WMSA is spelt wrong at the end of the minute. But other than that, I think they look good. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move adoption of the minutes.
Well, then I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any feedback or comments from the other commissioners? Besides my WMSA comment. Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of approval of the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The minutes are approved. Moving to approve the loans, we have 8 loans at a little over $2.5 million. Is there a motion to approve the loan?
Doug, I move adoption of 8 loans.
Okay. I'll second it. It's been moved and seconded. Rich, do you want to maybe share what we are looking at and maybe highlighting a few of the loans like you usually do?
I'm sure. You know, a lot of these loans are pretty routine, but there are 2 that I'd like to highlight. The first would be loan number 1 to Pensaki, which is borrowing a good amount of money for a long period of time to finance a new fire department building. And the second one is number 4 to Orfordville, which is an interesting loan. They are assisting a developer with a residential subdivision by borrowing enough to pay for the infrastructure for that development or assist in the payment of the infrastructure for that development. But they are withholding payment to the developer until the infrastructure is complete and the developer has received 5 building permits for single family homes. And so I thought that was an interesting way to promote residential development within a small village. And so I wanted to highlight that.
Interesting. Thank you.
Thanks, Rich. Hey, Rich, just on for the 2 loans in Marinette County, do you know what they were what the rate was prior to it being refinanced?
I don't have that in front of me, but I can certainly get that information to you.
Yeah, I was just curious on what potential savings could be for them.
I'll let you know. I'll shoot you an email.
Okay. Thanks, Rich.
You bet.
Any other questions on the 8 loans? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The loans are approved. We're moving down into old business. And we talked about double checking. It should be on page 20 of your packet. The paragraph 4th from the bottom, we asked the staff to go back and make sure that what was actually captured for the record was reflected. And I believe what is highlighted is the accurate reflection. Is that correct, Tom?
Yes, I did go back and check that, and it is an accurate reflection.
Okay.
This is Doug. Do we need a motion to approve that, or just we know about it and that's fine?
So, Tom, just I guess a question on parliamentary procedure. Do we have to accept this change to the record, or is it fine as is?
This is where I'm a little bit cloudy, and so I would suggest to be sure, make a motion. There's no downside to it.
Thank you, Tom. This is Doug. I move we accept the the revisions and additions to last meeting's minutes.
I second that. So we are adding that update as captured, moved and seconded. Any debate?
Yeah, and just to be clear, this is the minutes that we considered at the last meeting, which are actually the minutes of now two meetings prior to the current one, right?
Yeah, and just to further clarify, Josh, it is that specific two sentences, which is the fourth from the bottom paragraph on page 20 of your packet.
Great.
Yep.
Yeah, the meetings of February 2nd, yeah.
Okay, so if there's no debate, all those in favor of adding or just including that paragraph, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Josh.
The paragraph is added. Moving on, there is no new business, so we're moving right into routine business. Rich, do you want to share your chief investment officer's report?
Yeah, thanks, Sarah. I'll keep it short today. I just wanted to make the board aware that the investment committee voted to increase the allocation to the Common School Fund corporate bond portfolio by an amount of $50 million in response to cash coming in through loan prepayments, annual loan principal payments, and bond redemptions. This will increase the allocation to about 13.5% of the Common School Fund, which is above the target of 10% that was approved within the investment policy. The target range for corporate bonds is up to 30% of the Common School Fund, so we are remaining well within the range approved within the investment policy. It's quite possible that additional allocations to this sector will be recommended over the next month or two. As discussed in our last meeting, the Common School Fund currently has excess cash reserves that will benefit from reinvestment due to short-term interest rates remaining extremely low. And that's all I have today.
All right. Thanks, Rich. Tom, for the executive secretary's report.
I'm going to keep it even shorter than Rich, and I'm not going to have a report for today, if that's okay with everyone.
That is okay, Tom, and we're glad you're doing okay.
Well,
and I will also be short with my report. Just two things. One is, at the last meeting, I did mention the work that I've been working with the BCPL and DPI on surveying our beneficiaries on what, if any, additional support they might need as we look at. What exactly that they're trying to kind of figure out what that could be. They just wrapped up the survey, WMPTA, who, as you all know, are kind of key beneficiaries with their librarians and media specialists. They wrapped up this survey, and I hope to share it with everybody in the next few weeks. So I will keep you posted. And then the other piece, what we heard about last week is the record-breaking distribution. And so Julie from my team, who kind of does all the comms, is working with BCPL, and we'll be reaching out to the commissioners on rolling out that kind of press strategy to make sure that people know about that record-breaking distribution and what that is doing to help our public schools. And we hope to include some stories at the local level as well. So that is the update on my end. Any questions from the commissioners? Any future agenda items? All right. Well, seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn? This seems to be a record-breaking meeting today in like less than 14 minutes.
This is Doug. I move we adjourn.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Okay, me too.
Great. Thanks, Doug. Be safe, everyone. Stay warm and enjoy the rest of your week.
And Tom, have a good week, everyone. Get better. Make sure you talk to your doctors. I'm worried. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Doug. I'll do my best.